But don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. But don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Good morning, welcome to Playing with Fire, Long Island's only food, wine, and lifestyle show. I'm your host, Tom Shodell, and I'm here with co-host and producer Stu Schrager. Good morning, Stu.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. You know, just back from my trip down south, which was a lot of fun. I went to New Orleans, one of my favorite cities, for eating and drinking and music. It's just it was 3 days of complete mayhem.
So I was just talking to Carrie, and I wasn't sure if you were going to New Orleans this week or it was coming up, and we just had guests in from New Orleans, and she's been down there a bit, and her son had been down there to do an internship, and Carrie came back to me and said, what's Tom's favorite restaurant down there?
Well, I'll talk about, you know, a little later in the show, I'll talk all about the three places that I went. You know, what I tend to do in New Orleans is I tend to eat the local stuff, like you know, the Creole, the gumbos, things like that during the day. And at night I go to the higher end restaurants, you know, because that's always where I'm looking for inspiration and kind of fun. But the Brennan family, who's been in New Orleans forever, they have a bunch of restaurants down there, Palace Cafe, Mr. B's, Brennan's, Commander's Palace, Redfish Grill, you know, they. So I go to them once in a while, but I found a couple of new ones. I found a place called Lillette, which was over on Magazine Street, which is a little further from the French Quarter. And then I found a place, August, which is wasn't open when I was down there last. I haven't been down there in probably about 20 years. But that was great. And then a place called Bayona, which is right in the Quarter, which has been around for a long time, too.
So you said something about talking about it later in the show. I don't know what's going on, but a minivan just pulled over, and it says Paco's Family or something. And there's a bunch of people getting out, coming into the studio. What's going on?
Yeah, well, we have some special guests today. You know, we have guests every once in a while. But these are very, very special guests. My two grandchildren are going to be here today. Harley Cannon and Hawk Cannon. And Harley's 8 years old, and Hawk is 6 years old. So they decided they were going to come because they have off from school today.
Wait. If I get adopted by Courtney, like, what would my name be? Because apparently you have to have an H to start your name.
Yeah, you would be Hugh.
Okay.
Yeah, Hubert. Anyway, so here they are. Let me introduce you. Say hello, Harley.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
All right, and Hawk, how about you?
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Yeah, all right, good. So listen, I got some notes that you guys have written about what you wanted to talk about today, right? So I think we start ladies first, right? We'll start with Holly because she's the oldest, and she's the older sister.
And I'm the tallest brother.
And you're the tallest brother, yeah, for sure. But get a little closer to the microphone. There you go when you talk. All right, so how do you feel about being here?
Good.
Yeah? You excited?
Yes.
You nervous?
Yes.
Nah, you shouldn't be nervous. It'd be fun, you know?
Do you guys usually get up this early? Or
no.
Well, I guess for school you do.
We don't. It's winter break.
So, oh, you didn't have school today.
So now we do camp until winter break's over.
Nice. All right. So let's, Miss Harley, let's talk about some of food stuff, right? You're getting pretty good in the kitchen, from what I hear from your mother, right?
Yes.
So what do you like to make these days?
Eggs.
Yeah. And how do you make them? Do you scramble them? Do you fry them?
I usually scramble them.
Oh, yeah? And I heard that somebody told me that you're actually better at it than I am.
Yes.
Wait, so now I have so many questions relating to this. First of all, what type of stove do you cook on? Do you cook on an electric stove or a gas stove?
Gas stove.
You're going to laugh because I only cook with a microwave.
Yeah, Stu's not the best chef in the room, you know.
So you scramble your eggs. That's pretty cool. What type of ingredients do you put into your scrambled eggs?
Milk.
Well, go through the process. How do you start to make them? What do you do first?
You crack eggs into a bowl.
Yeah, and then what?
You beat the eggs.
Yeah, you beat them up?
You put milk in them.
Yeah, a little milk, yeah. And then what?
And then you heat up the stove.
Uh-huh.
And put the eggs on.
Yeah, put the eggs in the pan, right? And then you got to scramble them quick because you don't want them to burn, right?
You can also add cheese.
Oh, yeah? You like cheese in there? What kind of cheese do you use?
Shredded cheese or American cheese.
What's your favorite?
American cheese.
You like the American better? Yeah. All right. Anything else? I remember you used to make gnocchi with me every once in a while. Remember we used to roll out the dough?
Yes.
With your hands? Yeah. It would get like stringy and stuff, and then you had to cut them. And that was one of my favorites, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of sauce do you like with the gnocchi?
Red sauce.
You like the red sauce better? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And how about you, Hawkey? What do you like to cook these days?
I like to cook salad.
You like to cook salad? All right. And how do you make your salads?
So I put lettuce in the salad.
Get a little closer to the mic. There you go.
So I put lettuce in the salad.
Yeah.
I put cucumbers in the salad. Peppers in the salad.
Yeah. Do you use like tomatoes or anything?
Tomatoes.
You like a little big bit tomatoes?
A little cheese and some mozzarella.
Oh yeah.
And I made a sauce.
What kind of sauce did you make?
Like the one that mommy makes.
Really? What's in there? Is there like oil in there or?
Yes.
Yeah. What? Vinegar maybe.
Vinegar.
Yeah. Maybe garlic.
Garlic.
Yeah, what else?
Maybe some honey.
Salt and pepper, honey. Yeah, you got to make it sweet. It balances out that
honey vinegar. And shallots.
And shallots. There you go. Good for you.
This guy's a chef.
Oh, yeah. No, he's got it down.
I've been cooking for my whole life.
That's pretty cool. Now, are you allowed to use a sharp knife?
Yes. I've been using sharp knives since I was six.
Very
five.
Cool.
And
since you were six?
And five.
Ah, that's got to be about 8 months by now, right?
Yeah. Hawk, how old are you now?
Six.
Get close.
Six.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question. You guys got any favorite restaurants, Harley?
I don't have a favorite restaurant.
No? Which ones do you like to go to?
Sushi.
You better say Amano. Which ones do you like to go to?
Amano.
There you go.
So what do you get when you go to Amano?
Spaghetti.
You always order the same thing, you know?
Red sauce?
Yes.
Yeah. What's your favorite sushi place?
Tony's Asian Fusion.
You like Tony's Asian Fusion? Yeah. How about you, Hawkey? What are your favorite restaurants?
I like I have three favorite restaurants.
Okay.
I like Amano.
Yeah.
Tony's Asian Fusion.
Yeah.
And Sakura.
Oh, Sakura? Yes. Yeah, that's fun. Sakura, your favorite sushi place?
Sakura is my favorite sushi place because I like the way, like the diner, like where they start.
Where they cook on the table?
Oh, they cook on the table. Yeah. Yeah, I saw the guy. Wasn't he squirting something in your mouth? He had the little bottle?
Yeah, there was like somebody peeing out with water.
Oh, boy.
Then he got in my mouth.
Oh, boy.
So when you do sushi, do you guys use soy sauce? Do you use the green stuff? What's the green stuff called?
Wasabi, right? Yeah.
You like that?
And
in the soy sauce.
And I like to get pizza at Amano.
Oh, well, good. That's all right. We were on it. Well, what do you kind of like? When you go to Tony's Asian Fusion, right? Or Sakura, what's your favorite thing to order?
Kind of a Connie salad, but not the spicy one.
The not spicy Connie salad?
Yeah, because the spicy one's too spicy.
It's too hot, but your sister likes the spicy one, right, Holly?
Yeah, I like the spicy Connie salad.
So can somebody tell me what Connie salad is? Go for it, Hawk.
So Connie salad is like a salad, but it has like stuff in it. Like there's like some orange.
It's got Connie's in it, right?
Yeah, it has Connie's in it, and it has like some of the orange
So is that crab?
Yeah, it's
a shredded crab.
Yeah.
Yes, and you can dip it in sauce sometimes if you want to. I tried it before; it was delicious.
Oh, good.
So when it's served, the carne salad is it? What type of is it? A marinade or something?
It's like a mayo based thing, you know.
Spicy mayo.
Spicy mayo, yeah.
Ooh, well said.
Now, what's your favorite thing, Harley, at Tony's or Sakura?
The spicy carne salad, a California roll, and volcano rolls.
Oh, okay. What's in a volcano roll? You remember? I think it's got tuna in it, right?
Yes.
That tuna, avocado.
And, like, spicy stuff that I tried before, and it was spicy. I had to drink more seltzer.
Yeah, I had to drink more seltzer?
Yeah. Other stuff in the carne salad is also, like, cucumbers and fish eggs.
Wow. Do you guys use chopsticks?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I'm not really good at using chopsticks, so I use forks.
I use fingers.
Sometimes you go to Asian restaurants, and what they give you, they have the little chopsticks that they wrap up with the rubber band, you know, so they're easier to use. But you graduated from them, Harley. You use regular chopsticks now, you know. And you do too, Hockey, but you gotta maybe get a little better at it, you know.
So if you go there and you get something from the grill, the hibachi, what type of hibachi do you guys like?
So sometimes we get, at the hibachi, we get like noodles, and I get vegetables. And my favorite vegetable that they make is broccoli.
Oh, you like the broccoli on the grill?
Yeah. Yeah. So good.
Yeah.
Do they ever flip like the vegetables and try to put it in your mouth?
Yeah, but yes. I tried to get it. I missed.
It fell on the floor.
As most people do.
Yeah. It went on my lips.
Oh, no.
I tried to get it and I was like.
Do they do the volcano thing where they take the rings of the onion and they fill it with like oil and then light it up? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's intense, right?
Yes. I love that part. They fire up. It's like when the firemen are getting a big fire out.
Yeah. So what do you like when you go to the Sakura there, you know? Harley, you like that sautéed stuff that they do on the grill there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Get steak. Vegetables.
Yeah, yeah. What's your favorite vegetable?
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes? That's one of mine, too.
What's that? What's that noise?
Oh, that's some people in another studio. So you got any favorite desserts?
Yes. I got a lot.
All right. Well, let me hear them. What's your favorite desserts?
An Oreo cake.
Yeah.
And
where do you usually get the Oreo cake?
Our dad can make it.
Yes, in
he
a cup.
He puts some Oreos, he like smashes them up, he puts some milk, and then he just puts
them in the oven for like 45 minutes, I think.
The microwave for like
45 seconds.
45 seconds, and it's just a cake.
Get out of here.
Paco, you've had it before.
Oh, is that the one he gave me a taste of?
Yes.
I remember
like
that.
The one in the cup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he smashes up Oreos, and he adds milk, and he puts it in the microwave for 45 seconds, and it comes out like a cake.
Yes.
That's incredible. Yes. I never thought of doing that.
And I got some more. I got more favorite desserts.
Oh, what more famous desserts do you have?
Grammy makes like this
cantaloupe with ice cream in it.
Yes, I made it myself.
Did you?
Different.
How'd you do it?
We had three colors of ice cream.
You usually put vanilla in it.
Harley, yeah.
And me and mommy, I got the ice cream, so I gave it to mommy.
Yeah.
And then I made the cantaloupe with ice cream with vanilla, strawberry, and chocolate.
Oh, wow.
And
that's very
delicious.
Cool.
Can I move into your house? Because my mommy's mean. She makes me have cottage cheese with my cantaloupe.
Ugh. Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So, any more famous desserts you got, Hulk?
Yeah.
But what?
Like some, I made my own dessert one time.
What'd you make?
So I tried to make a carrot cake.
You had that going.
But I needed some help, so Mommy and Harley helped me.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, everybody needs some help once in a while.
So I added some carrots in the carrot cake.
Yeah? What else you put in?
And I put it, then we made the dough.
Uh-huh.
And we put it in the oven for 14 seconds.
14 seconds? Wow.
It was
maybe
a quick one.
40?
Maybe 40?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe 40 seconds. And then it came out, did you put any icing on it?
Yes, and then when it came out, we put icing on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put, like, a bunny on top.
Oh, yeah?
Something tells me this was for Easter.
Yes, it was for Easter. And I did something special for Harley.
What'd you do?
So, when we were shopping for stuff, I gave Mommy a coin, and I gave Harley a coin, but she didn't want it, so I thought a good idea.
What'd you do?
So when we were done shopping, I thought that we can give Harley a Slurpee.
And he paid with his own money.
Yes.
Oh, really?
In my wallet.
Yeah.
And then I gave her... the lady $5.
Really?
And he got money back.
Got money back.
Wow. So you bought your sister a Slurpee?
Yes.
Well, that was very nice of you.
And then when I was... Then I thought we can do it. I can do it again at 7-Eleven for Harley again when it's a hot day out.
Yeah, well, you seem to have an endless supply of money.
That's what...
I have a favor to ask, and you can make some money off me, too. So we just mentioned Easter. Easter is coming, and I would be really, really happy if you guys could make carrot cake cupcakes, and I would pay you if you did that for me.
Of course, I will do that.
We will do it
for you.
Nice.
But we are going to need your phone number so we can call you when it's done.
Okay. I will talk to Paco about this and make sure that we get you the information that's needed.
So, Harley, you got any favorite desserts?
There's these chocolate Lindors, but they're made off of these ice creams.
I love those things.
They're made off of the ice cream that has chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry.
Really?
And I thought that maybe we could leave one in the candy jar and put one in the freezer to see which one's better because they're based off of the ice cream.
And how did it work out?
We didn't do it yet.
Oh, you didn't try it yet?
So, right. You know, your Paco makes one of my favorite desserts.
What is it?
He makes ice cream in a chocolate bag. Do you ever have that?
No. Mm-mm.
Paco, you've been holding out on that?
How did you avoid it? I've been dragging that thing around for 30 years.
Then why didn't you tell us?
I don't know. You've had a chocolate bag.
You've definitely had a chocolate bag at a Mono.
Yeah. Well, it comes out, looks like a bag, and it's like an ice cream sundae inside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you give me a bad rap here, you know? Yes. I'm denying it. So what other desserts do you have that you like?
Kit Kats.
Kit Kat?
Reese's Pieces.
Oh, yeah.
I have another favorite dessert, too.
What's that?
I like chocolate, but I like to make it with other candies. I like to make it with Kit Kats,
uh-huh.
Oreos,
yeah,
and Reese's Pieces,
yeah.
And I like to put in. I like to put it in the oven for.
Oh, that's right. I love putting ice cream in the microwave when it's really, really, really hard, and I get it from the store. I put it for like 20 seconds in the microwave, and it softens it up so I can scoop it out.
Yes, and when me and Harley do that, we eat it.
Do you like ice cream soup? You know, sometimes I put it in the microwave too long, and it's like soup, but
we
it's
love
of
ice cream soup.
Yeah.
Like one time when me and Harley were all, when my neck was hurting, when I slept the wrong way, we got Uncrustables and we wanted it for lunch. So mine was freezing, and then I put it in the oven for too long. I put it for like 20 seconds.
Wow.
And then when I took a bite,
yeah,
the jelly melted.
Oh, no kidding.
and then when I put it in for like too long. It was like 20 seconds.
Wow.
Paco.
What, hold on.
I have a question for you.
What's the question?
What's your favorite dessert?
My favorite dessert, I'm a chocolate guy, you know. I kind of like chocolate. So my favorite dessert would probably be some kind of flourless chocolate cake or something along those lines. I think that I like some citrus sometimes, too. Some like key lime pie but yeah, chocolate would be my favorite.
You had some special frozen dessert at Jewel. I forget what. There was something that was always really, really good. It was a frozen loaf or something, or
it might have been. Maybe a.
You had that almond ice cream cake.
Yeah, the ice cream cake. It could have been that. there's a couple. So listen, when it gets to ice cream, what's your favorite place to get it out there?
Magic Fountain.
Magic Fountain, right? The one in Matatuck.
Yes.
And what's your
to go to the store and get ice cream, but sometimes when I go with you, I like to go to Magic Fountain.
Yeah, Magic Fountain's fun. So Harley, what's your favorite flavor there?
Either Rocky Road or s'mores.
The s'mores, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's where I was going. I was going to say, do you like plain ice cream, like, you know, vanilla or chocolate? Or you like Ben and Jerry's where they got all the mixtures? I love those. The s'mores.
Rocky Road.
I like ice cream for dessert, and yeah. I like s'mores. They're so good.
Do you?
And you roast the marshmallows.
Oh yeah.
You put chocolate in them.
That's fabulous.
Wait, did you have the new marshmallows that have like stuffing in them? You know.
No.
Yeah, they got like chocolate in them or something.
Yeah, I tried.
We'll have to get that for you.
Stu.
Yes.
What's your favorite dessert?
Cheesecake. And I have a cheesecake story. How coincidental.
What's the cheesecake?
I went to Cheesecake Factory the other day, and one of my guests ordered the Oreo cheesecake. And they must have a licensing deal with Oreo, because there was like a
little copyright thing there.
There was this big Oreo cookie on top.
Uh-huh.
So like it had to be official.
Yeah.
But that's pretty cool that they would actually have a licensing. I don't know that you can buy an Oreo. You know, it was the chocolate part of it.
Sure.
And it was, I don't know where you get those. So they must have a special, you know,
yeah,
licensing.
They probably do have a deal with them, you know.
Me and Hawk go to Cheesecake Factory, and we always order the Oreo cheesecake, and it comes with an Oreo on top.
Yeah, yeah, it's really cool. It's funny you said s'mores before. So we ordered Oreo cheesecake and s'mores cheesecake.
We haven't seen that one before.
Yeah, it was crazy this week. Just like you said, you guys are out of school this week. That's why you were able to come here today. When I went to Cheesecake Factory, it was wild because there were so many kids there. It was like everybody must have been off.
Everybody's
and
out of school.
You didn't know that everyone was off.
I should have known that, but, you know.
My favorite ice cream from Magic Fountain is Cookie Monster.
Oh, yeah, that's the one that makes your face blue, right?
Yes.
And his tongue.
And the black cherry.
Oh, that's black right, cherry is really good.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good combo.
I tried them both together. It's so good.
I like Ben and Jerry's fish food because it's got like chocolate pieces, marshmallow. I think it's like caramel ice cream.
Yeah.
It's a nice mixture.
Yeah, you know, Mommy and I used to go to the docks in Montauk. There's a Ben and Jerry's there. And we used to get two things of Dastardly Mash, which they've discontinued for some reason. I don't know why. It was the best.
Well, we took them to Montauk over the summer, and we did just that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was something really cool at Montauk. I fell backwards.
You did?
Yes. So there was like these big waves,
Yeah, so we went to the ocean, and there was giant waves. Oh. And then when they came, his feet got, like, they the wave
taken
went
out
under,
from under him? Yeah.
And then he face planted into the sand.
Oh, no.
And then when I did that, I did it again. And then I started sliding backwards.
Oh, no. Did Daddy pick you up?
Yes, he did.
He did.
My kids, when they were real young, were really ridiculous because they loved the beach. They just didn't like the sand.
Why?
It gets in everything. Your shoes. I won't go any further than that.
Please don't.
What's going on?
So at Montauk, they had two pools, an outside pool and an indoor pool.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And me and Harley went in outdoor pool.
Yeah.
I tried to dive.
Oh, no.
But I did not face plant or hit my head.
You did belly flop.
Always.
Well, even at the shallow end, I couldn't stand that well.
Really?
If you went into an indoor pool and an outdoor pool, what hotel were you at? Were you at the Gurney's? Well, Montauk Manor.
No, we were at the at beach club.
Oh.
And at Montauk, I was wearing a floaty.
Yeah.
Because me and Harley were on a boat.
Right.
No, like not on a really big boat. Like
we were on a fishing boat.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you went on the lazy bones.
Lazy bones, right? Mm-hmm. The fluke boat. Yeah.
I caught a fish.
You did? What'd you catch? A fluke?
I caught a fluke.
Oh, wow. Cool.
And I just did something really weird.
What'd you caught do? Seasickness.
Oh, you caught puke?
Yes, I got seasick two times.
Two times?
It was more than that, buddy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, three times.
I
did one at the carnival and one at fishing.
I can relate. I can relate. I went down to Florida to visit my cousin once, and she took me out early in the morning, and I
fishing?
I just kept puking all day. It never stopped.
Fishing?
Yeah. We went deep sea fishing.
Yeah. But Hawk, you were a trooper because you threw up from the time we left to the time we got back, and you were a champ the whole time.
Yeah, our dad tried to catch a fish. He caught one. It was the fish that we were supposed to catch. But the fish was so big that it broke the fishing line.
Really? Oh,
yep.
No.
It snapped right in half.
Wow. Wow.
I can't believe you guys got to go to Montauk. I love Montauk. I love the roads because they're, like, very hilly, and I love driving up and down the hills.
Yeah, we did it for our mom's birthday.
Yeah.
Wait. Hey. We went to Montauk for mommy's birthday?
Did you guys have lobster when you were out there?
No, I'm not a lobster fan.
You're not.
Yeah, he's really not.
Well, I remember going to Allure with you guys, and you guys each ordered a pound and a half lobster. I think it cost me about $400 that night. But
He doesn't like the butter on it. That's what he doesn't
eat. I tried to get the.
You like the lemon on it, right?
Yes, but. When I tried to get the claw of him, it was so hard.
It's hard to crack?
I spilled the butter on the top of my lobster.
So I don't know. You guys probably got to eat lobster with Paco, but he tells me he's a mess when he eats lobster.
Yes.
He says there's butter dripping down his beard and it's mustache.
That is very true.
It's such a mess. You get the juice running down your arms. It's just terrible, you know.
I feel like that only happens to you and Hawk. That does not happen to me.
No, you're a very delicate, dainty lobster eater over there.
You most certainly are not.
Yes, I am.
May not.
It doesn't drip down my shirt.
So let's gravitate. Let's talk about breakfast because you know, I've been delivering breakfast to you two pickleheads for a long time, right? What's your favorite breakfast?
Ham, egg, and cheese.
Ham, egg, and cheese.
Black Sheep Bagels.
Black Sheep Bagels.
An egg sandwich from Black Sheep Bagels. But sometimes I like to go to somewhere else that's, like, far and, like somewhere to chill.
Do you guys like pancakes?
Yes, we love pancakes.
You ever go to IHOP?
Yes.
Yes. We went to IHOP.
We went there all summer.
Didn't you guys get jobs as waiters there once? Wasn't there?
Oh, yes. So that was Applebee's. So
what happened?
We do Little League softball and baseball. So they host this breakfast thing at Applebee's, and all the Little League kids get to host it.
Wow.
So you get to serve food. You get to, like, ask people what they want. Like, it's a pancake breakfast.
So what's pretty amazing to me, when you go to a pancake breakfast, sometimes they have silver dollar pancakes, which are small ones, right? They have regular ones.
They
which
had
are,
three big ones each.
Yeah, and they got these jumbo ones that are the size of the plate. Now, do you like pancakes more than waffles, or you like waffles?
I like waffles, but every time we get them, they get freezer burnt. So I like...
Yeah, that's not good.
But if I had to pick one, I would say pancakes.
Really? Yeah. My girlfriend's daughter, when she was young, she used to eat the waffles frozen.
Why?
Good question.
when we were at Applebee's, like, I was asking the man and his son for a drink, and they said both apple juice and coffee.
Really? When you go to Applebee's, did you ever have the molten lava? That's the like chocolate cake.
That's the flourless chocolate cake with the.
No, we never had that.
Never had
I don't
that.
Think you've ever been to Applebee's other than the pancake breakfast.
Yeah, we've never been. Oh wait, no, we went with our grandma once. Mm.
We're gonna have to change that. We'll have to, you know, reward you guys for, I don't know, maybe a gift card to 7-Eleven or Applebee's or something. We're gonna have to figure it out. IHOP.
Well, like Applebee's was good because we get to wear these like robes, like the chef robes.
Wow.
The aprons.
We got to wear aprons and we got to write down what people wanted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool. So you get a little experience there.
What my friend Colin, and what he wanted, and he said like I think juice or Sprite.
Oh, wow.
You had Sprite instead of juice?
Yeah.
So do you guys ever go to, like, McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King?
We just went to McDonald's for breakfast today.
Yeah, what'd you get?
We got...
I got, like, a sandwich.
He got a pancake sandwich.
Yes. A pancake sandwich.
Yeah.
It had pancakes on the outside, like a bun, and then he had sausage, cheese, and all that.
Really?
That's really good. I love that.
Yes, and then I had apple juice and...
Half of a hash brown.
Hash brown.
Yeah. I got an Egg McMuffin.
Oh, Egg McMuffins. Yeah, they're pretty good.
Classic.
Yeah. You guys don't really go to McDonald's all that much, though,
no.
Right?
No.
Yeah.
No, we only in the summer if we ask nice.
So talk to me about what's some healthy food that you've been eating? I heard you're on a new diet, right? You got a healthy diet coming, right?
Yeah.
So what do you eat?
Peppers.
Yeah.
Broccoli.
Oysters.
Cucumbers and oysters.
Oh, wait a minute. That's right. You're a big oyster fan. I forgot. Yeah. Both of you, right?
Yes.
Well.
How do you eat the oysters?
So
let Harley go first. How do you eat your oysters?
So what I do is I put like a little. So we go to this place called Little Creek Oysters.
Yeah.
And,
that's in Greenport, right?
Uh-huh, and you get to like chuck your own.
Uh-huh. You chuck them?
You chuck them? You shuck them.
Shuck them? You get to shuck your own.
Chucking them's throwing them back in the ocean.
And then you can put, like, there's this, like, clear sauce.
Mignonette.
You can put on it, and it makes it, like, sweet.
Yeah.
And there's this hot sauce. There's a green one and a red one.
Yeah, the cocktail sauce and the chili.
I put the green one on.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm impressed. So you like spice, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Spice girl.
And then I kind of just like slurp it out of the shell.
Slurp it down. How about you, Hawkey? How do you like your oysters?
So, Little Creek Oysters has the best oysters.
Do they?
So we find an oyster. We crack the open.
Yeah.
We crack top of the shell.
Right.
But then sometimes there's black dirt inside.
Yeah.
And we throw them back in the water.
Yeah, we got a couple of bad ones. That happens.
Yes, and so when we got the good ones.
Yeah.
I added the little sauce to it, mignonette.
The mignonette, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the one that Stu can't pronounce that.
And I put the shell near my mouth and then slide it in my mouth.
Just slide it right down. You like the Roy Oysters, right?
I think we could hire them as like vocal coaches for me. So it's minuet.
Yeah.
I will not do that.
Stu always says minuet. He always confuses that.
Yeah.
Stu, can you say mignonette?
Mignonette.
See that?
Nailed it.
But that's because I have coaches here this morning. You know, Paco makes fun of me all the time because I have trouble speaking English. And that's the only language I know.
English? Do you know Chinese?
No. Only when I'm ordering food. Chow mein.
Yeah.
Egg foo young.
Ow.
How about you, Harley? You been eating any healthy stuff lately?
For lunch yesterday at camp, I had rice, chicken, and pork.
Oh, there you go. That's what, was it Chinese food? Or just
no. Leftovers.
Oh, leftovers. Okay.
So, for dinner the other day.
Yeah.
We were about to have the lettuce wraps, but I don't like lettuce.
No. So he had a bowl instead.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's it.
I only like lettuce and salads.
I get you. Yeah, sometimes lettuce can be a little boring, right?
So that's funny you talk about lettuce wraps. I went to, again, Cheesecake Factory the other night, and I ordered lettuce wraps, and they go, we're out of lettuce.
What the heck?
And I wanted to go and have it as a bowl, and my girlfriend said, no.
No bowl for you.
Why did you say no? And why did you say no?
So listen, let me ask you something while we're on, because this is a food, wine, and lifestyle show. So let's talk a little bit about lifestyle. I understand you two are pretty big music fans, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Who's your favorite, Harley?
Taylor Swift, Adele, and Jelly Roll.
Oh, yeah? The three of them, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, Jelly Roll's that big guy with the tattoos on his face, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a little strange.
He's starting a tour. He's going to be here in September.
Oh, maybe we can go see him. Where's he going to be, do you know?
UBS Arena and Madison Square Garden.
Oh, really? He's playing big houses.
The dates are about to be announced.
How about you, Huggy? What are your favorite musicians? Who do you like?
I really like Trolls Band Together, and I like the person who writes them.
The person who writes them is Justin Timberlake. He's on the wall outside this room.
Oh, really?
Yes, and my favorite song is...
what is it?
Perfect.
Perfect?
Perfect.
So does anybody like Selena Gomez? That was the music we were hearing bumping into the studio before. She's got a new song out that they're going to play today at 5 o'clock.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
So I heard that Paco's a pretty good musician. Is that true?
Yes, he gave us one of his guitars.
Yes, because I think he had too much guitars and he wanted to give one away. And then he thought that he will give it to us.
So I'm going to tell you a funny story. So I got invited to one of Paco's birthday parties, and I heard your mom's a very funny mom. She said, Paco, you can only have a party if you play guitar before you cook the meal for everybody.
Mommy, why is he doing everything?
She worked me pretty hard that day.
Yes. Wait, why?
Me and Harley, when our whole family came, except our cousins, we did something really cool.
What'd you do?
So there was this wine for kids.
Wait a minute. Wine for kids?
Yeah, it was kind of like apple cider, but it was in a wine bottle.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so me and Harley had it. It was just like apple juice, but
So it was like seltzer, but it was apple juice. Yeah, I've had that. That's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, it's like apple champagne, right?
Yes.
That must have been fun.
And you've seen it because you're our grandpa.
That's probably true.
So, Mommy.
I probably didn't see it.
On Paco's birthday, why did you make him do everything? It was his birthday.
This was the famous kingfish dinner.
Well, that's right. And you played with Mike.
Dorio. Yeah.
Yes,
but Mike.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I had to do a 5-course dinner, and then I had to play 2 sets.
He's got to earn his
party. Excuse me.
Yes.
My favorite fish. Is
boy hockey.
Salmon.
You're going to host the show next year.
Jeez Louise.
My favorite fish is salmon.
Salmon? Yeah, you like salmon?
Why do you like salmon so much?
Is it the color?
No. It's just that it's healthy for you.
Well, good for you.
Do
yeah,
you like
it is.
Salmon
right.
Because I'm wearing a salmon color right now?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. What's your favorite fish?
I'm not a really big fish person.
But
no?
You like mussels.
Like yeah, but I don't eat like fish. I like the seafood.
And you like tuna poke.
Yes.
Well, sushi's fish, too. So you like that, right?
Well,
yeah.
Well, yeah. One of my friends called Johnny. She has a really disgusting fish. She has tuna.
You don't like tuna?
Yes. No, we used to, but
not
you,
so
not
much
anymore.
When I was a baby, yeah. I liked tuna, uh-huh. But now.
Now that you're grown up, you don't like it so much?
So I heard that Paco, like one of his favorite like lunch things might be a scooped out toasted bagel with tuna.
Ooh, what the heck is that?
Wait, do you guys eat fried shrimp? Yeah.
Yes.
Do you eat the tail or you leave it on your plate?
I eat it sometimes, but sometimes I don't like the tail.
At the sushi place, I eat the tail because it's... crunchy.
Well, that's it, yeah.
That's like tempura, right?
Yeah, totally.
And tempura.
Totally.
Harley, how old are you again? Because you talk like you're a 21-year-old. I'm very impressed.
That is exactly what everyone says in my house. I am 8 and a half.
And Hawk, how old are you again?
He's 6 and a half.
Yes. And I'm the tallest brother.
You are the tallest brother. The only brother, actually.
Nice. So I hear Mommy has like a new job or something. She's doing something in
a
vineyard?
Yes, she is a waitress at Pominock Vineyards.
I think she's a manager over there, right? She's running the show.
Yes, she's a manager.
Now, does she let you come and hang out there?
Yes, so sometimes she has to pick us up from school, but she also has to still work, so she hides us in her office.
Oh, wow.
I just really hope Charles and Ursula aren't listening to this.
Yeah. Oh, no.
What was the vineyard that the Antimon family had? But that
Martha
had,
Clara.
When Martha Clara was around, they had like a petting zoo and stuff. Like, so that would have been a cool place to hang out, you know, when you're waiting for Mommy.
I've been petting animals.
Yeah, well, they have. You go see the goats every once in a while out there, right?
Yep.
Yeah, but when me and you went to the goats on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
You didn't go down the stairs.
No, we didn't go down the stairs. But it was too cold, and the goats were kind of like, you know, hovering around that goat house.
No.
So,
the chicken. The chicken was walking out.
Oh, they were walking around. They didn't have any fence around them, the chickens. They just, like, wander around.
So I'm pretty impressed that you guys are pretty, you're pretty good in the kitchen because not everything is so easy. I mean, it seems easy to make scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
When I make scrambled eggs, sometimes the shell gets in the egg. It doesn't taste good to me.
That happens. You can take a spoon and try to, like, scoop it out.
Or you take the other part of the eggshell and it goes right
down. Oh. And then, Hawk, somebody said they use cheese when they make scrambled egg. When you do that, you just throw the cheese in there. Well, if you use shredded cheese, it doesn't matter. But if you
use American cheese, you don't put it in when you're still mixing it. You let it sit on the stove. But what you do is you wait until it gets like a little bumpy when you move it, and then you put the cheese in.
There you go.
Yes,
that's why it doesn't burn and stick to the bottom, right?
So. Yeah. Making omelets is pretty cool. Did you ever making scrambled eggs is pretty cool. Did you ever make an omelet?
Yes.
Wow. How do you get it to flip?
What you do is you make sure there's no like liquid eggs. So if there is, you kind of lift it up, lift some of the egg up, and then it'll fall backwards. And then once that's done, you flip one side to the middle, and then you flip the other side, and then you flip it over.
Wow.
To the other side.
So one day Paco let me come visit him at the country club where he works, and I got to see him in action. I mean, I've been to some of his restaurants, and he's got these restaurants where he can't hide because he's like right out front and supervising everything.
Yeah.
But going into the kitchen with Paco, I thought was pretty cool, and you guys get to do it a lot. But he made like this special thing with carrots. And I forget the other dishes you made, maybe cauliflower.
Yeah, we did three cauliflower colors.
But it was
three?
Yeah.
What colors are they? White, purple, and?
White, purple, and yellow.
There's a yellow cauliflower?
Yeah, there is. There's a green one also.
And even carrots came in different colors or something.
Yeah, the carrots were orange and white and purple.
But I loved when, like, Paco holds the pot the pan, and he's like, just instead of mixing it, he just like moves the pan, and it mixes itself.
Yeah,
it's
my
like,
mom can do that with omelets. She just flips the pan.
Really? I tried to make pizza once, and it ended up on the ceiling when I flipped. You know, I
came down over his head and cut two eye holes in it. Yeah, so we're going to talk a little bit about New Orleans. I was down there for 4 days. I went down Monday morning. I came back Thursday afternoon. And like I started saying at the beginning of the show, when I go down there, I tend to, I like the local foods. You know, I like some of the traditional New Orleans Cajun Creole stuff.
But let's back up real quick. What made you go, what intrigued you to go down and who'd you go with, whatever?
I basically tend to take these little 2-3 day jaunts to go to different cities and eat. And I hadn't been to New Orleans in about 20 years. So that was it. I just decided to go, you know, went down there. And like I said, I was down there for 3 days. And in the daytime, in the mornings, I don't really eat breakfast. But, you know, like 11 o'clock, I'll grab a gumbo. There's a place down there called the Gumbo Shop that has fun gumbo. They had chicken andouille sausage. So I had that, a seafood gumbo. And then there's a lot of oyster bars there. You have Desire. You have Acme. Galatoire's, there's a whole bunch of places. So and there's a new place I discovered down by Jackson Square called Fives, which had great oysters. And so I stopped there and, you know, take a walk around Jackson Park. You got to go to Dumont for a beignet and coffee in the morning, you know, right by the river there. But I found three restaurants at night that were just incredibly good. One was Lillet, which is on Magazine Street, which is a good cab ride from the quarter, you know. And then, you know, I had a great meal there. We had split a lamb dish, a lamb shoulder. We had escargot. It was great. And then the second night, I went to Bayona, which has been there. There was a woman down there called Susan Spicer, who was a famous chef down there for years and years. And she opened a place right in the French Quarter called Bayona. And that was good if you ever get a chance to go there. And I found, interestingly enough, at Lillet, I found that they had a bottle of wine, Trousseau, from Jura. And Jura is from the kind of like the southeastern part of France. It's an area that most people don't know about. And they grow different kinds of grapes there. They grow Sauvignon, which is like, it's like, it's a little like Sauvignon Blanc, but it's more orangey. I don't really love it, honestly. They grow pretty good Chardonnay there. And they have a couple of red grapes called Arbois and Trousseau. And Pulsard, three of them. And they're odd, but they're great, you know. So I found a bottle of wine there at Lillet. And then the last night I was there, I went to which is probably the nicest restaurant in New Orleans at the moment, called August. And it's right across the street from the Windsor Court Hotel on Gravier.
So I'm told by some locals down there, Emeralds is a pretty good restaurant.
Emeralds is decent, but it's not real high end, you know. It's kind of... You know, Emeril's an icon down there. I mean, he was the chef at Commander's Palace. I first met him back in 85, 86 when he was the chef there. And, you know, remember, he was on the show. Yeah. We had Emeril on the show here.
How did you come by the three restaurants that you mentioned? How did you know about them?
I didn't. Well, Bayona I knew about. The other two I didn't know about. Basically, what I do is I'll just, you know, Google best restaurants in whatever city. And I can generally tell by reading the menu what the level of, you know, guy in the kitchen is. So I make my choices that way. I'll look at the menus. I'll see how they read. I'll see what the ingredients they're using.
And did you go outside your zone and actually sit at a table?
Yeah. Sat at a table, sat at bar, you know, did both, you know. The bar wasn't available, went to the table. But I'm a bar guy. I'd rather be sitting at the bar, you know. I think it's much more convivial. You know, because you have people around you and the bartender's right in front. So
you're sitting at the bar, you know, obviously in that scenario, you're usually conversing with the bartender or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Do you share that you're from the culinary world?
If asked, I don't really advertise that. You know, when I was at, it's funny because the industry is kind of parochial and everybody's, you know, it's almost like being in the army. Everybody knows what it's like. So when I was in August, the guy said to me, where are you from? Because I guess he heard the accent. I said, New York. He said, what are you doing down here? I said, come down here to eat for 3 or 4 days, you know. He said, oh, you know, you're a foodie? I said, I'm in the business. You know, that's how it started. So interestingly enough, he brought me out an extra appetizer that the chef wanted us to try, you know, just because you're there and here and try this, you know. So there's a real social contract, I think, that, you know, restaurateurs have with each other. And
no, it's really interesting that when you said what you just said, like when somebody offers for something, it there's a really pleasant feeling about that. I went to a wholesale distributor of Bialys the other day,
yeah.
And I went to, Mom wanted a dozen Bialys, so I got them.
Right.
And they had a circular bread, like, on display.
Uh-huh.
And I said, what is that? He goes, what do you call that? He goes, we call that a wheel. I said, that's pretty cool. What does something like that go for? And I was just wanting to get insight. And he goes, for you, it's free. and again, I when somebody offers something, cordiality or whatever, and it's given as like a gift, that it's really pretty cool as compared to people saying, give me a free burger.
Yeah, well, I think in the restaurant business especially, which is the only one I really know, there's a generosity of spirit there, you know. I mean, when you're feeding somebody, it's an act of generosity, you know. And I think if more people would just, you know, I said this before, if more people would just get together and share a meal, you'd have less wars, you know what I mean? Because it's hard to be mad at somebody you're eating with, you know. Unless, of course, their manners are terrible. But the bottom line is, I don't think there could be more of a genuine gift to somebody than feeding them when they're hungry, you know?
Yeah, no, it really is. It's cool. Like, just, it's not being rewarded, but like when you engage somebody and you might be at a restaurant and you taste something and you say, wow, that was really good. And they go, well, you know, I'm thinking of adding this other version of this. Would you be a guinea pig and try it? That's so cool to be involved in the interaction.
Yeah, of course. No, there's nothing. I don't think there's anything that's more fun for me than to go into a restaurant and try all kinds of stuff. And then, you know, if I have a conversation, if it gets through, you're in the business too. You know, everybody kind of knows what it's like. You know what I mean? So there's a commonality there. There's a, you know, an understanding of, you know, who you are right away and what you do. And I think that, you know, chefs especially. And you know, sommeliers the same way. They want you to, you know, try. It's that giving, that act of giving, you know. It's a real yin process. I mean, you know, grandmas do it for their grandchildren and mothers do it for their children. And, you know, and so it's that same extension.
You have such a way of bringing things together. Paco here with his grandkids today, and he's talking about grandma and grandpa. And
well, it's funny because the show actually is, we've come to that spot where we have to end the show.
Well, we on the break, we negotiated with Mom that we get the two kids back here, and we're going to have a special episode where we record in the afternoon so they don't have to miss school.
Yeah, we can do that, or even, you know, when they get a break in the summer, you know, you can come back in the summer. So you guys want to say goodbye to everybody who's listening?
Before we do, I know some stuff about wine.
Well, let me hear it.
So wine is alive, and it needs air to breathe.
Yes, it does. That's true. That's true. And I've seen you pour a couple of glasses of wine, by the way.
Hawk looks like a waitress when he does it.
Yes. Like, so,
he has his arm behind his back.
Yeah, like the real guys, like when they, like,
you got to talk into the microphone, bud.
Like, sometimes when Mommy says, can you get the wine glass? And so I poured the wine cup glass, and then, I'm like this.
With your hand behind your back and your hand out like that?
Yes.
That's very good.
Yes. And then sometimes,
Hawk, what do you say?
And sometimes I go like this. Like the wine goes, so you hold the wine bottle.
Right.
You present the label.
Bottom, yes, yeah.
On the bottom.
And right. Hawk, when you pour it, what do you say?
Champagne.
Well, on that note, I think we're going to have to end the show. So we're going to end the show with Tom's Three Keys to Life. Like usual, his life is too short to drink bad wine. Treat every meal like it was your last and keep chocolate in your life as important as pizza.
PG version.
Yes, yes. And we'll see you next week. Thank you.
Bye.
Amano Osteria and Wine Bar has been created by Adam Lovett and Tom Shawdell to bring the feel and flavors of a true Tuscan Osteria to the North Fork. Amano showcases local growers, farmers, cheese, and winemakers, marrying their ingredients with the taste traditions of the Tuscan countryside. The casual appeal, the flavors of Italy, and a moderate price structure appeal to all, ensuring year-round patronage. This North Fork eatery sends out snappy salads and seafood, pastas and antipasta, along with a respectable wine list. Amano features local vineyards and Italian varietals from the U.S. and Italian wines. The kitchen remained open until 11 and has established a later dining crowd, sparking a local nightlife dining scene. Amano is on the cutting edge of a new high-quality and affordable dining experience on the North Fork. Amano Osteria and Wine Bar, 13550 Main Road in Matatuck. Serving dinner daily, Amano is also open for lunch on Saturday and Sunday. For reservations and further information, call them at 631-298-4800 or visit them on the web at amanorestaurant.com.